High Rough Maneuvers.
Wow, there go a couple of billion brain cells.
It's okay, Willie.
High Rough Maneuvers! High Rough Maneuvers.
Bullshit episode.
All right, wait. Yeah, we're recording. Now you're gonna be quiet. Great. Well, that was good. Anyway,
is it good?
Everything's fine.
10-year-old sphincter.
It's tight, dude.
It's tight.
Tight. So tight. All right. Yeah. We're gonna leave it like that. Beautiful. What?
So
High Rough Maneuvers. High Rough Maneuvers. I told you. High Rough Maneuvers.
Sleazing 2.
I always forget. Then you do it. It's great.
Because it's not important.
But it's so fun. Sleazing 2. What episode is this?
I don't know.
Seven?
I don't know.
Have we done 7 already? Well, these have been going so much better than last time.
Yeah, because we kind of know what we're doing.
Well, we kind of have a schedule. That's the big thing.
That also.
Yeah. Helps.
But we did miss last week.
Whatever.
It's fine.
We're doing it this week.
I'm not pitching. And we got more music to talk about out of missing a week.
Yeah, so. We did. Yeah, I am guilty of sending you the longest records ever.
You
this week
sent me 2 very long records.
And but you sent me ones that are like a half an hour.
You're welcome. And they're both amazing. But I wanted to talk. So right before we started recording, you were talking about. We've been talking about our listeners because we have a couple.
We have a few, yes.
Yeah. But
I'm amazed every time.
What were you saying? Tell me the stats that you were just talking about because I thought that was.
Oh, like each episode?
Yeah.
We have like somewhere between like 25 and 30 listens on each episode,
which is pretty cool.
Which is all right. And it's like 6 times the amount of listeners that I have for my podcast.
Well,
which is just because if you take the time to do the math, it's like really, you have like 4 or 5 people. It's like yeah, but I still talk to myself for a half hour.
I'm probably one of them.
You said sometimes,
but I am subscribed to it.
Oh, okay.
So I always know.
So
it's
I get the download. Score.
But were you saying that like our listens have declined in some
way?
Well,
yeah, sometimes like they're like from week to week there's a steady drop off, and then like every 6 weeks they all just catch up to like 25 to 30. Like there's like there's probably like 10 people that just have them and then they listen to them all at once. Fair like enough. Like you were saying, like didn't you have a friend that just listen to all of them today or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my drummer texted me and he's like, I listened to all of them. And then he was like, hey, do you want to go see Testament and Exodus in Maine?
In August or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw they added a second leg. Are you going to that in Portland?
I don't know.
The State Theater?
I don't know.
I mean, there's still tickets for Boston on like Monday or Tuesday.
I mean, maybe.
Which I'm not going to. Okay, those are the tickets that I had, and then they canceled twice, so I just gave them. I'm done.
Well,
give me my refund.
Give me my money. But tomorrow.
Is your cat making noise?
Probably.
Okay. So tomorrow for us, but like long ago, by the time you guys listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go see Nervosa.
Who we featured on this show a couple episodes ago. You haven't heard him yet.
Yeah, it'll come out next week, but for you, will be long ago.
Old news.
It's in the last episode of season 1.
Either way, we're going to see.
Yeah, we're going to go see Nervosa. They're support. They're not the headliner.
Yeah, but
but we're calling it the Nervosa show.
Yeah, I haven't like everyone's like, oh, who are they playing with? I'm like,
I don't know the 2 opening bands, and the headliner is Destruction.
Destruction.
Yeah, which is fine. I don't. Whatever.
I wouldn't be mad if we left.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna want to see a few songs.
Sure,
you know, but like, yeah, we can bag out of that early. That's also why I said, yeah, they're playing 3rd on a 4-band bill. We can show up late. It's okay.
It's okay. We're old. I'm not getting in that pit shit anyway.
Yeah, no, I just want to go. I want to hit the merch table and then just kind of find a good view to watch fucking
Nervosa.
Alani beat the shit out of drums. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I have no idea. She's Greek.
Anyways.
Anyway, enough of that.
So last week we decided that this episode was going to be
live albums.
Live albums. And originally it was just going to be one live album each.
Right. But then we didn't get together last week.
So we decided to add a new one.
A second album.
A second album.
Yes.
And Robbie sent me two very long albums.
Sure did.
Yeah.
But they're both good.
We'll talk.
I mean, if you like Motorhead, they're both good.
So yeah, I guess I'll just go.
Okay, yeah, you go first.
I don't remember the exact title. I'm probably going to get...
It's like Motorhead or Dead.
Motorhead or Dead.
Yeah. Live at Hammersmith.
Hammersmith.
One of the Hammersmith albums.
Fucking awesome.
It's pretty good.
It was really, really good.
It's like an hour and a half long, but it's really good.
I will say that I'm not like a Motorhead geek.
Oh, I'm not like, a geek.
I've seen them a couple times. The first time I saw them, they were fucking badass, and they headlined the second stage of Ozfest.
Okay, yeah.
And they fucking ruled.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I saw them at Hampton Beach like 15, 17 years ago.
Okay.
And
after the Ozfest show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ozfest show was like 97.
Okay.
But I went to see them at Hampton Beach, and they played for so long.
Well, they have so many songs.
So many songs. Yeah. It was like two straight hours.
Of just Motorhead.
Yeah. And it was, I wasn't feeling it after like the first 45 minutes. I'm like,
oh, really? That early? Yeah. Huh? Wow.
I think that I was probably drunk or something.
Right.
But yeah. So me going back to me not being like a mega Motorhead freak, like they're kind of like the Ramones to me, who I fucking love the Ramones. But they're like, they got three moves and that's all they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I, in my head, like, that's Motorhead.
Yeah, but that's fair.
I'm
that's
fucking
fair.
Wrong. That live album was like all of the flavors. There was fucking slower, groovier songs. Like I forgot.
Yeah.
That
they do kind of
all kinds of rock and roll shit.
Yeah, they're just a rock and roll band.
Yeah,
and they run the gamut.
And I like listening to them. Like you know where the changes are going, like all the time before they happen.
Yeah, it's all like just 4/4 shit. You know what I mean? It's very simple, but it's very a lot of it's catchy and you know.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I got wicked high and I just fucking put my headphones on and laid in bed and I listened to the whole thing.
Nice,
like, twice.
Okay. Like back to back, or you just did that?
I listened to different... once all the way through, and then I put it on again the next night, and I fell asleep like halfway through it. But I was
yeah.
But I was like, this is fucking great. I really enjoyed it.
And sweet.
I'll probably listen to it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I would like to think so.
Yeah, it's a good. Well.
We're not playing that game. You can't send me shit that you haven't listened to.
You do it.
No, I didn't. I didn't say I have heard them before.
No,
I'm not saying that I'm going to listen to this and then send it to you right away. I'm not doing that. I will be like, I think this album's pretty good. And I'm going to send it to you.
Fuck off.
A little bitch. A little bitch. Yeah. Resident pain in the ass here. So.
All right.
What did I send you that wasn't 2 hours long? 2 hours. It was like an hour and 50 minutes, I believe. Either way.
The Motorhead?
Yeah.
No, it's like an hour 37.
More than that.
No, it's like an hour 37. Longer than Look that. It up. Look it up. Beavis.
What?
Yeah. That's what I call my kids all the time. It's great. Awesome. Oh yeah, wait. I was just there. What did you send me? I got it. Hold on. Dude, because I forget because I'm a loser. Oh what? No, load. There we go. All right. And since we're gonna go see Nervosa tomorrow, can we just mention
1 hour and 42 minutes.
Okay, so I said it's like an hour 37. I was 5 minutes off.
So?
You were 7 minutes off. Can you just... And I didn't go over. All right. Anyway.
Nervosa again.
I got us tickets to go see L7.
Woo!
Who I've never seen before. So I am beyond excited.
Oh, my God.
We got to wait until October.
That's...
But it's going to be so awesome.
Dude.
Okay. So Scrimmy sent me Sam Cooke live at the Harlem Square Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like a half an hour long.
Dude, that record...
But it... is really good.
When I was
like, I always forget that I like this music.
It's really good.
You know, like that, like early R&B soul shit. You know, like I forget amazing. That I like it. And then and also like when it's live, it's like, whoo, he's like working the crowd. Yeah. And you know what I mean? And it's a lot of fucking just jams on
it
this.
Bangs all the way through, and you can just put it on again because it's short.
Yeah. No, I listened to it in the. Like the 3 weeks now that it's been, I've listened to this at least half a dozen times.
It's really good.
Like, it's so good. Why is your cat on my dick?
You have been catted, my
friend. It's laying down.
He's melting.
I fucking hate cats.
He loves you, though. So
Sam Cooke live. It fucking, I'm not going to remember any of the songs. But
there's a lot of songs on it that you would know, though.
Yeah, no, there was a bunch that I recognized, and I was like, shit, oh damn, oh, this is another one. Like, and then actually I listened to it on Spotify, and so then when it goes over or when it finishes, you know, it just goes into like a playlist based on that.
Yeah,
right. So then it just started playing like all this old fucking soul and R&B shit, and I was just having a sweet Sunday at work. I was like, god damn, I'm just gonna start doing this. Like, this is this is great fucking music.
When I was in Yankee Cockfight, Junior and I would exchange tons of music, and he's like a human encyclopedia for like OG blues music and country music and like R&B. Like, he knows in hip hop too.
Yeah,
and we would listen to tons of music, obviously, driving around the fucking country.
Not much to do in a van.
Not really. And he would talk about, like, he would talk about this album. Right? Special guest, Lou.
Lou just, like, snarled some teeth when I put the microphone up to him. It's like, all right.
But either way, like, Junior loved Sam Cooke and, like, we sent each other lists of our favorite live albums like 2 months ago. And that was on there.
Right on.
And I remember him playing it in the van and like talking about it.
So good.
Yeah. Good shit.
It's really good.
Sam Cooke, one of the best singers ever.
So there you go.
Fucking A.
Oddly enough, Lemmy, probably not one of the best singers ever. But definitely, like,
he does the thing.
One of the most, like, recognizable and unique voices.
Both of them. Right. Absolutely.
And then Sam Cooke, just like from a performance standpoint, just sounds like fucking butter. You know what I mean? But also unique. So, yeah.
Good, good shit.
But for a different reason. Yeah. So then I sent Scrimmy, because it just happened to be on 420.
He sent me Sleep live at Third Man.
Which was a vinyl box set that I joined the Vault membership to get and then canceled right after I got it. And then, like you can't find that on, like, I sent you like the YouTube link or whatever.
Yeah, you sent it on
YouTube. Yeah, somebody ripped it to YouTube. And that is, what is that, 2.5 hours? 2:45? I don't know. It's a fucking long.
I'm going to just be completely honest. If you don't know what Sleep sounds like by now.
Right.
Like,
we've talked about them a lot. Even though we've never even, like, there's we haven't. There's no way had
that anybody that listens to this show doesn't know what fucking Sleep sounds like.
Right.
And they sound like that live also.
But just more of it.
Just more. There's just more amps.
It's just
room.
More.
So I did listen to it, but I fell asleep.
That's fair.
and I didn't feel bad about it. I'm like, I know what I'm getting into.
Yeah. And you've seen them live.
I've seen them live, like, 3 times.
Yeah.
Go me. I'm so cool.
I'd seen them live once.
I saw Sleep on 420.
So did I. It's the only time I saw them.
Pretty rad.
Yeah. Up in Maine. Yeah, we were at the same show.
I saw them at House of Blues was the first time. I want to say it was like about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And
so like one of their early reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was when they got the new drummer.
Yeah.
It's a guy. Is he from Neurosis?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I think he also like kind of took the other dude's place in Ohm. Al Cisnero's other band there. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got spots like on the floor right in front of the soundboard. So we're like
dead, at the House of
dead,
Blues.
Yeah. Dead center in the middle of the room. You can see everything.
Right, right.
And while they were, it was kind of comical. Like it's a meme at this point. I feel like they're another one.
Oh, them as a band. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So my view is just like 1,000 heads, like silhouettes of heads in front of me with this cloud of smoke covering.
Hazy.
And every single head is just
the same.
Nodding. Same time. Through the slowly. Whole room, there's not a fucking person in the room trying to start a pit. Like,
no, you all to sleep.
But who's there's always pit to sleep. Somewhere.
I guess. I don't know.
But I just always found it like comical.
It is hilarious.
It reminded me of like if Sleep was on Metalocalypse.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing. You want a Metalocalypse experience? Watch Cannibal Corpse live, and then when they play one of like their mid-paced songs. The whole audience does the same. It's just fucking rows and rows and rows of hair going back and forth in sync. It's fucking hilarious. It's cartoonishly hilarious.
They should do another Metalocalypse, but about a doom band. Can you imagine how fucking awesome?
Just dumber.
Like wizards.
Because they're just stoned all the time. Yeah. Like,
they'd be stoned all the time.
Yeah, just stoned and tripping and like. We gotta escape the warlock's grasp. Shit, get him quick.
Everything's on like some live action Dungeons and Dragons shit.
Yeah. But
they're actually killing each other. Like, shit.
Well, yeah, no, every episode it's like them trying to get to the gig, but it turns into, but like they're just fucked up. So it just turns in, like, they turn it into a D&D thing, which I played for the first time yesterday. Okay. Dude, it was awesome. My friend Mike came over because my kids are on vacation and my daughter one of her friends, whatever. So Mike came over and taught me and my daughter D&D, and then my son got involved like midway through. It was hilarious. Anyway, sidetrack there.
That's okay.
Back to sleep. Cartoonish sleep. They're so good though. I don't care.
So good.
They're now, so good.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sleep live at Third Man. I
find it on YouTube if you don't have the box set.
It's on YouTube.
Check it out.
It sounds like Sleep
live. It's great if you like Sleep.
They don't play all of Dope Smoker on it though.
They don't play all of Dope Smoker live. I don't think they did
when on 420 at that show. They played the whole thing.
I don't think they did, dude.
I watched the clock on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, because
I thought they played like the 40-minute version.
No,
because they have the full hour, and then they have a 20 and a 40-minute version live.
What's the fucking difference?
Well, it's just you. I think it's on a 20-minute loop, so you either get it twice. Like once or twice or the full 3 times.
Well, either way, they filled an hour. The first hour.
With the one song?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I don't remember. I was still like I was so stupid at that show.
I had to rescue a dude that I don't hang out with anymore. I was up in the seats by the end.
Oh, that's where I started.
I saw this dude coming up the stairs and he was on another fucking planet. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I'm like, I need to rescue this kid. He doesn't
need to get arrested.
I did.
Oh, okay.
He was a dude that, like, I don't hang out with no more.
But, right.
I was like, I'm not letting this guy get, like, arrested or something. Fuck that. And, but I automatically assumed, I'm like, he's got to be here with somebody that I know.
Okay.
So I'm going through my phone. I'm like, and I am first person I texted. I'm like, are you at Sleep? Are you at the Sleep show?
Yeah.
with homeboy, and he's like, yeah, why? I'm like, I got him. I got him. He's sitting next to me, nodding off like he's really fucked up, and I'm trying to keep him up because the security is all eyeballing him hard. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. This isn't my problem, but like it has now become my problem. And eventually somebody finally came and found him. And that's my story of the sleep show.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Where's my lighter? I know you have one, but I want mine. Did I put it here? Did the cat take it? I think the cat took it.
I don't know, pal.
Oh, man. There it is. Black lighter blended in with my black bag. Anyway, and now I have to talk, so it doesn't matter. I didn't. So I can't light my bowl. Anyway, all right.
Wait, I just talked about both of mine.
Yeah, I know. It's my turn. I talked about Sam Cooke.
Oh, you did?
Never mind. I know.
I'm so fucking high.
Take another hit.
I got
it's my turn to talk.
You got. Fine. Fucking do it.
It's going to be short. Don't worry. So the second album that I had to listen to was I Heard They Suck Live by NOFX.
So good.
Which is, what, their first live album?
Yeah.
And then I saw, like, I was looking through their discography. They have, like, I think they got live. Worse. Or, like, I think they got worse live or something like that. It's like, it's NOFX. I like NOFX. I like the album. But it's NOFX. Like, if you like them, you're going to like the album, right? More or less.
Absolutely.
Not a lot has changed in the 30 plus years they've been around, which is fine. You know what I mean?
I think they're more annoying.
Yeah, as they get older. Yeah.
Mike gets cringy with me from time to time.
Yeah. Well, because he's just doing it to be cringy, I think.
I don't know.
At this point in his career.
Their book was fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's mostly about the drummer.
I'll let you know when I'm ready to read it because I got a list.
It's all good.
Going. Really, why? What's up with the drummer?
Oh,
one that wrote it?
No, they all did.
Oh, okay.
There's an audiobook of it that's awesome.
Are they all reading their parts?
So the band is reading their parts, but there's like the book goes really deep in like with ex-band members. So like they have their own parts in the book.
Okay.
But they couldn't get them all to be on the audiobook. So they got other people to do their parts.
To do their voices?
Yeah. Okay. So like Jello Biafra is on there doing it. And I think
that's cool.
I think their keyboard player, this lady, is doing one of the other ones.
Right.
And it's just kind of funny.
Right. I'm sure Biafra probably just has whole books that he does.
But the drummer just kind of had the most fucked up story that out of all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh. And just as a human being?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he still in the band?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
But he wasn't for a little while.
So it is kind of like bad fucked up?
He was a really bad drug addict.
Yeah, okay.
He was a really, really fucked up drug addict.
Right.
And like he's got a fucking story.
I'm sure.
Shady shit.
Okay.
But the book, they all like lay it on the line pretty hard.
Okay.
But anyway, we don't want to talk about that. We're talking about... So
I think I'm done talking about it.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
No, I mean, it's a good album. There's like... it's basically... Yeah, like if you like NOFX, it's a bunch of good NOFX songs from like, you know, the earlier years.
Yeah.
Because this came out, what, 96?
I think it goes 97? Up to Punk and Drublet. Because it starts with Linoleum.
It does, yeah. Which was, I think that's the only NOFX album I actually owned ever was Punk and Drublet.
So many good ones.
So
I always look at this album as like, if you don't know who NOFX is and you want to, I'm like, check this out.
Right.
This is all of it in a nutshell.
Well, yeah, because it's basically a best of their early stuff.
And you get all the
with fucking, some banter.
With the banter.
And the stupid talking in between. Yeah. Which is like super sophomoric. Like
always,
it's just
they do that more on stage now than they do playing,
or just talking
they
and
just
shit.
Talk
why?
Because
that's
annoying.
Okay, so like if they do like an hour headline set, like 30 minutes of it is talking,
probably at least 15.
Okay, that's still too much.
That's too much.
That's way too much because your songs aren't long.
No,
like
no. But I think that.
Well, other than
I wasn't sure if you even like them.
I do.
I saw them play The Decline.
Yeah, you were at that show with us. No, it was Benji and Nick. I've never seen NoFX.
Oh.
I've heard about it from all three of you.
Oh, okay.
And I've been super pissed off that, like...
They opened with it.
Yeah. They came out, and he's like, all right, we'll see you in 20. And then they played The Decline. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What? I would love to have seen... Like, I... Yeah. Other than that, I really have no reason to want to see NoFX, but I would love to see them play The Decline live.
There's a really good YouTube. They did a performance of it at Red Rocks.
Okay.
And like, it's awesome.
I'm sure.
They have like an orchestra and shit with them.
What?
It's legit.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. Crazy. It's like a whole production. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really well done. It was pretty cool.
Like everything at Red Rocks is... Well, anything that gets released from Red Rocks
right.
is... Usually superb.
But yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
Those are the albums.
Yeah, they're all good. Yeah. I think, is this the first time we've liked all four albums?
I think so.
All four
of us? At least, like, you know, like, there was, I didn't feel like there was any meh.
No. Well, I mean, I'm a little meh on the NoFX, but whatever. I like it. It's good.
I guess I was a little meh about the sleep one, too.
You were? Well, yeah, you fell asleep.
I did. So, I mean, whatever. I fell asleep with both of them.
But it's, well, yeah, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
So,
all right. Are we just, we're done now?
No, we're not done because I wanted to go back. I don't remember the segue, but we were talking about our fans, I think. And
what, last time?
Yeah.
Or this
so there, oh, there's one gentleman. The listeners? That one of our listeners is he talks to me and he's like tells me he likes the show and like what parts do you like.
You can probably just say his name then. That's fine.
Nope. It's a different person.
Oh jeez.
He had made a comment about
all the people who listen to this show just your customers and friends.
I guess.
Okay.
But he was like, I really like the Chris Barnes shit
that the ongoing gag.
Yeah. So I got into a discussion about Chris Barnes with my boss about the music and blah, 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 and how he's kind of become a meme of, you know,
himself. Yeah.
And he made us listen to like the first three songs of the newest 6 Feet Under album at work over the stereo in the store.
And by newest, like, when was it put out?
I
don't follow them at all.
3 years ago.
Okay. So the most recent one.
The one with the head on the
cover. I just said I don't follow them at all.
It's fine.
Anyway.
It's not good. But anyway, so...
Of course it's not good.
Oh, I started talking about the fucking car commercial.
Buy a car.
And before I could bust it out, he was like, I got a fucking video... for you.
Oh, I was hoping like he would just pull it up faster, like a quick draw.
So it's
cat, get off my shit.
I don't think it's real, but it's fucking hilarious. And the audio is really all that really matters. But here we go. Please play.
It's just like a really bad pig squeal. Come on. It's so bad. I am now. So that's bad.
This week in Chris Barnes on High Riff Maneuvers.
Oh, and also
to you by Screaming the Dirt Hag.
And if you want, you can listen to him say snakes.
I got that from Eric Sauter
for an hour.
Blackheart Studios.
Is he? Can we leave that name in? Is that our?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait, what studios? Black what?
Blackheart Studios recording.
Oh, he records. Yeah. Is that here in Manchester?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Shout out.
Shout out.
Do you record there?
I don't have any money.
Oh, yeah. He charges probably, right? It's a business.
It is a business. But I'm giving you a mad plug, so, like, hook me up.
Get some business.
He's mastered all, like, my past records, but, like...
Oh, he's the, yeah, you've talked to me about him then. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so moving on. What else? Any other news? Any other happenings?
I also got tickets to Bikini Kill.
I saw that.
Dude.
I'm a little upset you didn't talk to me about it at all. But I also don't really care about Bikini Kill.
Okay, well then fuck off, because that's kind of where my head was at. I'm like, I don't think Robbie gives a shit about Bikini Kill.
No, but yeah, you know, still. It's rude.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I mean,
I always think of you when it comes to concerts. Buddy. I'm like, Scrimmy or Baby Girl? It's a weeknight, Scrimmy.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I really don't care. Happens. That was just fodder. Who are they playing with?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Casey sent me, I want to say, I think it was Casey.
Like,
sent me a link, and I clicked on it, and I watched the boxes fill up on the thing.
Oh, shit. Like,
oh, shit. And I just went, I thought I clicked on two, and I just went through the transaction, and when the transaction was done, it was like, you've purchased three tickets. I'm like, oh.
That's fine. Whatever.
So, yeah.
I mean, if they're selling that fast, like,
yeah,
it's going to be easy for you to. I'm sure you already have someone.
I got yeah, exactly. Yeah, like it took like 2 seconds.
Exactly.
I have a friend who's taken me to see like L7 and shit a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say.
She's a huge Bikini Kill. She, last time she saw Bikini Kill in New York, she brought me home a t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's a homie. Oh, yeah. That was why I was asking who they're playing with, because they kind of came up in a scene of a lot of other bands that I do. Enjoy,
yeah, there's a good documentary about all that called The Punk Singer. It's on YouTube, and it's about the whole like Riot Girls.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like where Sleater Kenny came from, and like there's a bunch of shit. It's really awesome.
That's what it's kind of like. Do they talk about L7 at all?
I don't think so.
Right. Okay.
This is about a specific like region where like there was a whole scene.
It's like the Northwest thing.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's for Sleater Kinney, I'm pretty sure, Bikini Kill.
Yeah, they were all part of the same scene. It was an incestuous like group of bands that like intertwined both band members. And
right.
And then they all kind
of... Well, no, the only reason I ask is because like L7 is one of those bands that get, depending on who you're talking to, is like where they get lumped in. Like sometimes they get referred to as part of the Riot Girl scene. And then other times they're just like a grunge band. And then other times they're like an LA rock band.
I was going to say, they're like punk rock, LA rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing with like, Lunatics are funnier.
Yeah, like they're more of a punk rock
thing. It's not serious.
Too. Yeah, it's more silly.
Yeah, so like both of those bands don't take themselves super seriously. And all of the Riot Girl, the actual Riot Girl shit's like nothing to fuck with.
Yeah, they,
you're in deep shit.
They'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. L7 was pretty attitude-ish.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like the Riot Girl shit too was just a different scene.
It was, yeah. I hear you.
But that shit is amazing. And
your cat's getting its fucking hair all over my stuff.
That's awesome.
So not awesome.
What are you going to have for dinner, Robbie?
I already had a tuna fish sandwich.
I haven't had a tuna fish sandwich in a long time.
We have tuna fish every Thursday.
Okay. Why is that?
That's tuna day.
All right.
Yeah. I'm like.
How long has this been going on?
A few years. Oh, yeah. Like, well, like, I couldn't tell you how long, but
I mean,
like,
I could understand pizza night.
Like, that's on Fridays. No, we have like pretty much 5 or 6 of the nights is like we eat the same thing every night. There's a little bit of deviation, but like not really. You know what I mean?
Same
like,
idea.
Yeah, like on Tuesdays is soup and sandwich. And I'm not even home for dinner on Mondays and Tuesdays or Fridays, like I'm working or whatever. But like
Hot
I know
dog Tuesday.
Yeah, and like Mondays I think is like the fake chick, like the Boca chick patties.
Nice.
And carrots and hummus.
Nice.
We do a lot of Caesar salads as a side, you know.
I like Caesar salad.
Yeah, I don't know why. It makes life easier when you just know what you're going to do for dinner. You know what I mean?
I like, pretty much eat the same thing every single fucking day for at least the past like 8 months.
There you go. I mean, it works. Whatever.
In order, the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Every piece of it. I just graze.
Consistency is key.
I did add oranges recently, though.
You gotta fight that scurvy.
I know. I don't drink enough water.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of water in oranges.
I drink a lot of coffee.
I mean,
it's that kind of job where coffee is, there's always a big cup of coffee and I nurse it all day and I just never drink any water.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably not good.
Because I'm just running around all day.
Yeah, you should probably drink some water.
Water.
I love water. I love water too.
So, where are we at?
35.
35? We do a short episode?
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do you know what you're doing for the next episode?
I feel like I'm going weak on this one, but...
Are you just going to pick a year?
No.
It's like, that's my week. I want to say
two... All right, the New Hampshire bands or artists from New Hampshire.
That's right.
And this is that'll be our season closer.
Maybe, I don't know. Episode this is.
Well,
if this is 7, then yeah, that'll probably be the season 2 closer.
Season 2, we finally said it. I'm so proud.
I think I've said it before.
I don't care.
Are we done?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Later.